and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, more dingo attacks occurred on Kikari Island with two tourists as the latest victims on Saturday. An 18-year-old woman in a tour group was bit on the back of her left leg while walking to Lake Wabi on Saturday afternoon. Hours later, someone else on a different tour was mounted on the beachfront near Dili Village. Since December 10, there have been at least 9 dingo-related incidents, mostly involving children. To avoid attacks, campers should secure their food and visitors should avoid running or jogging. In national news, Sydney's asbestos crisis continues to rise as 3 southwest schools are waiting on results. A confirmed school, Domremy College, remains opened while the contamination site is isolated. Other schools followed similar measures or are completely closed. Over 40 sites, including hospitals and schools, are confirmed to have asbestos from recycled mulch. The ABC reports hundreds of community running clubs have popped across Australia, with organizing acknowledging the virality of social media as a catalyst for success. An Instagram account started a year ago by 2 housemates currently have 19,000 followers. The University of Queensland researcher Michael Nodal says running clubs have both support and accountability. In his recent report, he claims group exercises play a significant part in reducing depression symptoms. In international news, Gaza's second largest hospital is now non-operational after ground and air assaults by the Israeli forces. In the past few days, Israeli soldiers raided the hospital where displaced Palestinians were sheltering, and, quote, arrested a large number of directors and staff, end quote, according to the health minister. The Israeli military pushed further into Rafah, near the border with Egypt, by expanding its siege on Khan Yunis. Al Amal Hospital, a currently still operating major hospital in Khan Yunis, is now targeted. For weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.